right, we'll continue down the list, as Rob would say, with Miss Minnie, KD8PAZ, followed by N8KPR. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. It's good to hear everyone in here. Had a good Thanksgiving. I had all the kids here. There was six of us for dinner, but the other two came in later and that, and strung lights up on in front of the house. And then today, my youngest grandson and I went out and put more lights up around the stumps and a couple of the lilac bushes. So got all my Christmas lights up outside. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Well, good, Minnie. I'm glad you had a good time on Thursday and everyone enjoyed themselves and you got your lights up. I got the bulk of mine up last week when it was a little warmer. I was able to get up around the peak and that. I did have a few more to put up, so I got the rest of them put up during the week and got things done before this bitter cold spell here hit here. So that's a good thing. I've got to talk to my brother, see how he did. He's retired, but somehow didn't get to the putting up the lights the last couple of weeks before when it was warmer and waited again to this weekend. So I got to see how we fared on that one. But, yeah, I've got them up around the peak of the house. I've got them around the garage door, around our front porch, around the front window, and all the bushes around the front and side of the house. I no longer do the back part of the house. We live on a side lot, so it can be seen, but there is a partial fence up there that blocks a lot of it. So last few years, I haven't put anything up back there. It's just not worth the time and the effort, I guess. So, all right, next up on the list, NAKPR, standby, NADRL. What's happening to Frankenmuth, Bob?
Well, good evening, everyone. What's happening to Frankenmuth? Stay out of town, man. Do not come here. You can't move. You can't drive. If you want to go to town, get it done before the weekend. That's all I can tell you. It's a madhouse here. But for Thanksgiving, I went down to my daughter's in St. Louis, Missouri. Left here on last Tuesday, and drove 10 hours to get down there. And my other daughter and her family that lives in just west of Cleveland, they drove down there also, and on Tuesday. And so then we spent. We got home yesterday. My daughter that lives in Cleveland, they had to leave Friday. But we had Thanksgiving dinner there, and I think that was the only meal we ate there. No, we had a couple breakfasts there. But the rest of the time we went checking out different restaurants in St. Louis. My daughter lives down there. She's always going out with friends or something and checking out these new places. And when we get down there, she turns them on to us. So we ate well and ate too well, actually. But every time we go down there, I seem to gain 5 to 10 pounds, which is not good. You can eat it. I can gain it in a couple of days, but it takes me a month to lose it. But I suppose that's just old age. But other than that, yeah, we had a good time down there. And then, like I said, 10 hours coming back yesterday and ran into a little bit of snow here and there. Nothing major. You know, the roads were maybe a little damp, but that was about it. Most of the drive, it was probably just probably the last hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of the drive. There's a little bit of snow here and there, but like I said, the roads are just wet. But yeah, we had a good time. And I get home and I find out all the leaves are finally off my tree. So when it gets decent outside again, I'll take care of that mess and then I'll be done for the year. Back to net. This is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, it sounds like you spent quite a bit of the time on the road there. Something that I just don't enjoy a lot anymore. If I'm going for vacation and warm weather and that, I guess for family and that too. But yeah, that's a long drive, that's for sure. And strange thing, last week there we had a friend of ours. We do the Holiday in the Heart of the City here in Saginaw. And Jim Wade, that helps us out every year, lives down in Marion, Illinois, So he's south and east of St. Louis. So he's got a long drive to come up. I looked at it, just plotted out from his house to Saginaw. It's about 8.5 hours, 9 hour drive if you drive straight through. So it's a long drive, that's for sure. And all the leaves are finally off my neighbor's tree. That's what I did yesterday. Went out and used the leaf blower to blow some of, get them out from behind my shed. They always collect back there from her tree. So I got as much as I could out from back there, and then got them raked into a pile and got them cleaned up. A lot of them disappeared with the wind through the week, so that was a good thing. I only ended up with one bag. So last leaf pickup is this week, so tomorrow will be the last one, I think, at least for here in Saginaw, at least in my area. So it's out at the curb, and that's the end of the pickup for this year, thank goodness. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, Dave, stand by KF8BLX. Good evening, Dave.
Well, we had a nice family Thanksgiving, a little smaller than normal. We just had our immediate family here, not everybody was kind of traveling in the extended family in Mexico and other places, so it was just us, but it worked out just fine. We all made it. On Friday, not having so many people here, we had quite a few leftovers, so I spent quite a bit of time on Friday vacuum packaging leftovers, and so that worked out pretty good. And I can't remember if I mentioned this last week or not, but ARRL's Logbook of the World is finally getting caught up on the DXCC stuff. I've been waiting for an DXCC endorsement for like 3 or 4 months, and that finally came through. And that meant that I could apply for another DXCC certificate. So I did that, and we'll see how long that takes. Interesting about football, the Buffalo Bills have hired the fans to come in and shovel out the stadium. You guys have probably heard about that, but I think they're paying about $20 an hour to do that. So that game's going to start, I think, 8 o'clock or something. So be interesting to watch that, because I guess they just got slammed. And we're lucky that we're not getting the snow that they're getting up north. U of M did beat Ohio State. That was an amazing game. I got a chance to watch that yesterday. They kind of had a rumble after the game. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but one of the Michigan players tried to put the Michigan flag right at the center of the Ohio State Stadium, kind of planted over the Ohio State emblem that they have there. Boy, emptied both benches. It took quite a while to get that quieted down. That's it for this round. KCAYVF, N80.
All right, Dave, yeah, good on the Logbook of the World and all of that getting done. I haven't done anything. So now that the outside stuff is done, I can try and turn my attention to inside stuff. I will try and get back to my logbook, converting my paper logs back over to my electronic log, and then getting some of that updated. Like I said, I got 15, 20 pages to do, and so at some point, I did make a couple of contacts today. I was sitting down here doing some other things, and there was a couple of stations, one special event station and another POTA station that was on the air, so I did get through to both of those. So first contacts in probably a couple of months that I've made on HF. And, Lions game, boy, they squeaked by on that one on Thursday. That was just poor clock management by Chicago at the end there. They're lucky that the Lions pulled it off. They didn't look their best, that's for sure. And Buffalo, yeah, they've done that before. A friend of mine used to live in to the east of Buffalo, just about 20 miles to the east. And like I said, first year he got out there, they got their first big snowstorm with the lake effect. That was, they ended up with 8 feet of snow. It was up to the roof line of the house. Well, I got a call from him last week. I haven't talked to him in about a month or so. And he called up and he says, well, I no longer live in Buffalo. I now live in Illinois. And I said, okay. And he says, and oh, by the way, I got married 3 weeks ago. So Bob's about 78. The woman he married is 80. And it was a woman he used to date in high school. So over the summer, she had tracked him down Facebook or whatever, invited him to come down for a weekend, which he rode his motorcycle from New York down to Illinois. And they had a good time, and a good enough time, I guess, that they got married 3 weeks ago. So just before the net, he called me back again, so I had to text him and say I'd call him back here in about an hour. But yeah, he's out of the snow belt, he said, so that's something that he doesn't miss. So, and then Michigan game, let me break. I did not watch Michigan game, but I had it on, but really didn't catch much of it early. And I about fourth quarter, I got to it, and it was like 10-10. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, because I would have figured Ohio State would have been, you know, 42-7 or something. So I was really quite surprised at the score. Definitely surprised at the end that unranked Michigan knocked off at the time number 2 Ohio State. So we'll see how the rankings work out. But yeah, planting your stake at another stadium like that—that's really not cool. Yeah, it's nice that they win and it, you know, have some class act, but you get, you know, those things happen and shouldn't. And of course, you know, what do you expect the other team to do? You're doing that in the opponent's home stadium. Just take your win, go to the locker room, celebrate, you know, yourself and that. But I imagine there's going to be some good penalties for both universities for what happened after the game. There was a lot of extracurricular entertainment, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, we have KF8BLX, Rick, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Rick.
All right, thanks, Ron. Thanks for running the net tonight. Not too much going on here in New Lothrop, just trying to stay out of the cold. And had a good Thanksgiving. It was pretty much a normal Thanksgiving with lots of food and football. And, of course, as everybody knows, the football was much better this year than it has been for the past 5 years. So we're thankful for that one. Other than that, just, like I said, staying indoors now. It's that time of year, so I'm going to start playing with the radio a little more now, and I'm also going to go back to studying for my general and see if I can get that taken care of in the next month or so here. Just start taking those practice tests and taking them. It seems to work the best for me. But, we'll call that a first round and send it back to you, Ron, KF8BLX.
All right, Rick, good luck on taking those quizzes for the general, and I will know that you'll get it, no problem. So we'll get you on the air here on HF2, although, like I said, I don't get on a whole lot anymore. Just too many things in the frying pan to work on. Tonight I did get a chance to start to clean up my shop a little bit. My electronics bench got a whole bunch of electronics projects and things on it, and I couldn't see it anymore. So I'm in the process of trying to find homes for some of these things that I have there and try and clean things up a little bit. Other thing I've been working on is 3D printing projects. I did first maintenance on the printer. I got 450 hours on it right now in the first 4 months that I've had it. I just finished up a Christmas present for my grandson. It's a mechanical Ferris wheel. So it's a Christmas Ferris wheel. It's got a little hand crank on it that turns around on the gondolas, and that all move. Everything moves on it. So I got that done. That was a fairly easy print. That was only about 8 hours. I just started tonight now for my granddaughter's, which is a mechanical carousel. And this one, roughly on it, is 30 hours of print. And then they said plan to spend an hour or two to put it together. So it's quite an involved print and installation of it, I guess, to get it put together. So we'll see what happens. The first thing I'm printing here is 3 hours, and it's only got 8 pieces on it. So we'll see how this turns out. But yeah, they'll like both of them once they get it done. And then, of course, the wife says, well, I need this made, and I need that made. And that's the way it goes. And I got to get with Jack up in Midland. I got a part to see if he can design a replacement part for our EZ-Up that we use for our club trailer. Plastic piece broke on it, and we need a replacement. So I took all the measurements tonight. I'll send him pictures, but if not, I'll take him the part that may work better to work from, see if he can do that. He's better at CAD drafting than me, which is not much. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.